It's weird how this show sometimes points out the massive gaps in the film backgrounds, right? Because it literally, until you pitched this idea, I hadn't realized how few of these I'd seen.
Right.
But, you know, hey, he's Clarkson, I'm Jim. We're the Film Thugs, and it's good to be back.
Barbaric!
Yes. And it's a weird thing. Like, I think part of it was when I was growing up, I didn't have opportunity to see them because, right. You know, I was overseas. You'd have to rent them and shit. And all you would hear was like the second and third hand of, oh, it's so this and that. So I was like, oh, these must be...
The telephone game of childhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, especially back then, you'll... Much like the pursuit of physical media that kids don't get to experience, they also don't get to experience that lovely twilight magic hour of when you hear about something and you can't verify if it's good or not.
Yes.
So in your mind, you're like, well, it's got to be good.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
So even if it's bad.
Right.
And you finally got it at the video store. Or got it home.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it more because, God damn it.
It took some work.
Billy wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Or and what? Then when you actually watch it and it's like, oh, that's.
And then later when you're a grown ass person and you decide to start a film podcast.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, by the way, we're reviewing
Friday the 13th.
Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. Yeah. And you'll say, that's random. And I'll say, have we met?
Yeah, it's very random, but it's fitting. See, I forget how...
It's what happens when I pick the shit.
Yeah. Well, what's funny with the old slasher movies is how few of them are any fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
How very, very few of them are even on a passable level what one would call good.
Yes.
Because it's, first off, it's the most boring fucking villain. Oh, he's the unstoppable man monster.
Right.
That's not interesting.
No, it's not. It doesn't stop the people that squeeze the money teat from squeezing it.
Right.
A la Halloween
1000
fucking versions and these new abortions of a Halloween
movie. Yeah, which are...
Just fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always going to be with us.
Right.
Not because they're beloved creatures of pop. No, it's because they make money and they're cheap to make.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's why all horror movies are, that's why they exist to begin with.
That's what they are. Yeah.
We can paint it with whatever we want
as
a horror nerd, or speaking for myself as a horror nerd.
Yeah.
And there's no shortage of that on every horror documentary ever.
Mm-hmm.
People waxing poetic about what this means. And
it does.
People like to be scared. That's all true.
Yes.
But what's more true is that they're cheap to make and they make a lot of money.
Exactly, yeah.
And sometimes they make an incredible amount of money.
Yes.
Paranormal Activity, for example.
Exactly, yeah.
But this is why these things exist. And the only way to keep them going, and I guess... because they have to kill off the guy, quote unquote, at the end of all these movies, is make them unkillable monsters so they can keep on killing.
And that's the genre, like not horror in general, just slasher.
No. That's what I mean.
Yeah, because slasher, like stuff like Paranormal Activity comes out. That's at least okay, cool. We're departing a little bit, but
that's why.
Fuck, this was
the
just...
series. This always gets compared to, for whatever reason. Never Halloween.
Yeah,
you know the characters are the most similar. Is always Friday the 13th.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah,
when this movie came out, it had to deal with Fright Night 2.
Yeah,
the Dream Child, one of the Freddy Krueger movies,
right?
Or nightmare movies.
Yeah,
and something else. It was a tough fucking weekend.
Yes, it was. It was
because despite some of the low points in the Nightmare series. As a franchise, those movies are way better than these,
that's
or at least holds up. And I guess that's probably why they get that comparison, because they came out at the same – they were two dogs chasing each other at the same time.
Freddy was
a revolutionary idea as a killer.
Interesting. Yeah. The fact that he's the only one that has a personality.
Well, not just that, but you can't kill him in real life.
Yeah.
He doesn't exist there.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of the onus off of the writer to, quote-unquote, kill him. How can you kill a dream?
Yeah.
So it makes it easier to except in inverted commas, oh, he's back. Well, of course he's back. You had another dream. You're going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Whereas Voorhees, you see the creators, especially in the one I watched this morning, I watched Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah.
Which stretches this whole idea to the nth degree of, well, he's immortal and just deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no. It's the yes and of immortal Jason movies.
Yes.
It's just someone... Like, do this. Now, I'm not going to do that. I bet you won't. It's what it feels like. People just like betting each other to come up with something more stupid.
There's the greatest thing that I saw this week. Probably the best 30 Rock joke ever. And it was talking about how bad an improv partner Jenna was. And it flashes back to Jenna and Liz doing improv. And someone's like, okay, the suggestion we've got is Sling Blade on a date with Oprah. It cuts down and... Tina Fey sits down and goes, I sure do love these French fried potatoes. And Jenna goes, no, you don't, Oprah. It's the every level that it can work on, it does. But at some point with these people, someone needed to say, no, this is not.
Everything about the series of films is someone not saying no.
Yes. Yeah.
It is the even Nightmare. At the end of its first run with Robert Englund as Freddy, and frankly, that's the only Freddy.
Yes.
They had to go meta with it.
They did, yeah.
Which it probably wasn't the best idea.
Right.
But it was an interesting idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was that's a way to do it, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
As opposed to Freddy's Dead. I saw in the theater, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is just fucking terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
But that was that super fucking meta Wes Craven. No,
that's the I one did see. Freddy's Dead is.
That was the 3D one. Yes I remember. With Alice Cooper Nightmare. In the one scene. Yeah.
Okay. New Nightmare was the meta.
Yeah. The
cinema verite.
Jesus.
Weirdness.
But it's like, here's the thing, outside of Nightmare on Elm Street, of the slasher villains, I'm sorry. How the fuck are Jason and Mike Myers not the same fucking character?
I don't know, because they basically are.
They are. All of them are. Then you go, oh, well, in Trick or Treat, it's this. And in this, it's like, cool. Oh. So it's just a slightly different ability set on the unstoppable monster killing machine.
Yeah, slightly different motivations.
Yeah. Oh.
But not dissimilar motivations.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Myers' motivations are a lot less... clear.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
The mythology behind Jason being it's revenge to the camp counselors for fucking and smoking and having a good time,
right,
when they should have been watching him not swim.
I don't know about that.
And we discussed before hitting play on Jason Takes Manhattan or Taxes My Patience.
Yes.
Jim had not seen any of these.
Yeah,
the only one he had seen is this goddamn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, this one and like the reboot that came out in the early 90s. Yeah. But it's like, I just never got around to it because I felt like other than the first one, I had totally gotten it.
Yeah.
Like I get it. He's going to kill some folks and then in the end they're going to find some weird way to kill him and one or two people walk away.
Yeah.
Cool.
Friday 1 and 2... being probably the 1-2 punch of this franchise, and probably could have left it at that.
Yeah.
All without hockey masks. Mm-hmm. First one being, spoilers, first one being the mom, second one being Jason, but he's wearing a bag over his head like the town that feared.
Yeah, Sunset. Yeah. And the hockey mask doesn't appear until the third movie, right? Which, it's so weird that something that is that, this is him, iconic, the character, is that late in addition.
Very much so. Very weird.
It's weird. It would be like if Freddy didn't have the knife glove until Dream Warriors. Yeah,
right. That makes no sense.
Yeah, because it is the immediate identifier.
Exactly.
And so,
I always thought, and this is not a revolutionary idea as to go off on a side about Nightmare, if they ever want to do that again, make the movie before Freddy dies.
Yes, that's what I have always said, is the backstory because, is a million times more interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's way scarier.
Way scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like basically not Halloween Ends, but I can't remember if it's Halloween Ends or the one before it, where right. Evil dies tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what's happening in that movie. The whole town essentially rallies, or the street rallies to kill the fucking child molester, burn him alive.
Yeah.
What a fucking ending.
Yep.
And you could have something at the end, like the kid, the first kid has the first dream of Freddy, and the glove comes up or whatever.
Yeah, a first, like, really weak dream where it's, like, not even Freddy there. It's just the first dream where the song starts playing in the dream.
Something. It could be, you know, a producer would fucking just be like, put a gun to your face. I'm like, the glove is showing up. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Fine, it's going to be there the whole time.
Freddy will
have the glove on.
Yes. Yeah. You'll see him
That's
use it.
That's terrifying to me.
That's
a way scarier idea.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to what they've done.
Well, Freddy is the weirdest one because that's the one who got turned into.
Right.
And part of that is because he's the one who talks and has the quips and can be kind of funny. We're able to forget.
Yeah, and all the quip shit happened later on, too.
Yeah.
That whole Freddy character.
Yeah.
That got sort of got defanged by the end of its run.
Yeah.
Wasn't really present in the first one.
No, it wasn't.
And that came around, when Nightmare came around, that was one of those films that, because we didn't all have supercomputers in our pockets.
Yeah.
You heard about it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What now?
Uh-huh. Ooh.
It's really scary. Is it?
Yeah.
And then you start to believe, maybe it is. And so when you finally see Nightmare, I saw it at a pretty young age. It was kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't see his face. You knew something was fucked up about it.
Yeah.
Like, my first memories of watching that were, I can't see his face, but something's fucked.
Yes.
And those are knives.
Uh-huh.
And you can't do anything about this. He can kill you in your dreams. I have dreams all the time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
The brilliance of that movie or that concept. So it works.
Yeah.
Because he's not Kraken wise. He's not fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? But then,
as it goes along, yeah.
Yeah. By the third one, they had decided, because at that point they were going with all the Dream Warrior
battle. Oh, yeah. By the time you got Freddy gloves to wear on your hand.
At Spencer's. Yeah.
Then you're like,
What's weird is
this is weird.
Nightmare made more, well, it was more interesting at least because Nightmare 2.
Well, that's interesting for a whole other reason.
Yeah.
Reasons.
Yeah, that was a... Okay, well, yeah, you know, movies can be allegories, right? Well, yeah, but sometimes those allegories need to be subtle and hidden and actual allegories and not just outright statements.
Yeah, allegorical.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, as I mentioned downstairs, the Into Darkness series of documentaries, which are 4 and 5 hours apiece.
Damn.
1 through 3 and... Robert Englund is there, as many luminaries are interviewed about whatever picture they're discussing. And during the process of Nightmare 2, it's a little bit of someone saying, it's my theory about George Romero and Nightmare Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Like, it's so political. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I was definitely making a statement on society. And then makes Dawn of the Dead and like, yes.
Definitely consumerism.
And slowly backs out of the room.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that's going on with two. Because Robert's like, well, yeah, we were playing with this idea. I'm like, Robert, you're just not playing with an idea.
It's not. No, it's...
Playing with the idea is, you know, like maybe tickling a ball. Not just slapping around your fucking face.
Yeah. Yeah. This was for real.
This is not a tease, brother. So there's a lot of that.
Yes.
Thankfully,
mm-hmm.
these series of films are untouched with the sort of reverse engineering that goes along with a lot of the horror movies and what they mean.
Because there can't be. Like this one, again, you put that, he could have gotten Jason to Manhattan and seen real evil.
Yeah, some reviewer earlier on when this was during its initial run said it could have missed an opportunity to have Jason face real evil in New York. Like,
I mean, yeah,
we
had a near rape, which was pretty.
Yeah, that's bad.
Fucking bad. Yeah.
A fucking nuclear amount of Mountain Dew heroin.
Yeah, just getting sprayed everywhere.
Everywhere. Just
the city is painted in heroin.
Yeah. It's like it's like the Peter North of heroin.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mountain Dew heroin. Got a lot of walk in it. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense for him to face real evil, because the real evil of New York would be rape, drug dealers or some sort of like drug related crime, theft,
slum lords, kidnap, there'd be a lot of shit that doesn't,
economic imbalance. What are we facing here? Nobody mugging anyone in New York, and I can say this fairly confidently, is going to look at a tall, wet man in a hockey mask and tattered clothes and say, I bet he's carrying five bills on him.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
And a big fella.
Yes.
No, I don't think I'm going to take my chance with that.
Yeah.
While I literally have a millions of other easier marks.
Exactly.
I'm just going to let you walk on by, moist giant.
Exactly. Yep.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
So what evil is he going to face?
Yeah.
It was almost universally panned.
Yes.
Except for Leonard Maltin. Old Leonard Maltin.
Leonard Maltin.
Leonard Maltin.
Go on.
2 out of 4 stars and called it the best of the series. He said it with a straight face because he was probably banking on anyone else that took him seriously, never seeing any other films.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I can think. He was like a dare. I'm going to say this.
I'm going to say this.
And see, because one thing, I'm going to get one up on Armin White, that bitch. And I want to see if anyone fights me on this.
Yeah. It's, I mean, let's be honest. The bar is not insanely high.
No. No, not at all.
The bar is not that low.
No, but from a slasher, horror, even from baseline, even judging on a grading on a curve.
Yeah.
The second one has Jason, has better kills, better atmosphere, creepier atmosphere at least, especially towards the end.
Probably had more nudity.
Yeah. So I don't know how you watch that and then look at this.
And say best of the series.
Best of the series.
Unless you are just so indifferent on the series, you're like, I didn't hate it. Yeah, it's the fucking best.
I think Leonard was like, I'm going to pull a swerve on these bitches.
We're going to fuck around.
Everyone thinks that, you know, it's, I'm Leonard Maltin.
Yeah.
I love sweater vests. My favorite snow cone is plain.
Yeah.
I'll show them.
Yeah.
This was the hill he was going to die on.
Yeah.
2 stars for Jason Takes Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what I love is 2 stars is like, that is still the most faint praise you can give someone.
I don't know. He seemed to enjoy it.
Well, God,
so in the process of this, we'll talk about who's responsible for this thing.
Yeah, because this is one where, like, we did, while watching it was like, you know, if this had been, there's going to be a Crystal Lake fucking exhibit at this museum commemorating all of the whatever in New York.
That's way too heady.
Yeah, well, no, as a I'm talking as MacGuffin to get Jason to New York.
I love it.
Makes so much more sense than, okay, we're going to do a senior class cruise on a very small boat, a lake boat, that's going to go out in the ocean with, like, this is apparently for 10 high school students who some still have science reports to turn in.
Correct. Projects.
Projects, yeah. And there's, like, 2 teachers total on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right.
And they went with the most opposite teacher styles possible.
Yes. We had 80s school authority heavy.
Yeah.
A la Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Uh-huh.
Without the child porn.
Yeah.
And one lady who is just tunnel focused, tunnel visioned on one child.
One kid, yeah.
And child.
Dude who was the authoritarian figure. Like
Mangoat, Charles McCullough.
Yeah. The amount of, like, you really hated every authority figure you knew growing up.
Yeah.
In that guy. Because
I hope it's a pastiche of, like, different people he knew.
I hope so. Because, my God, I know that there are teachers like that. But it is just such a weird, like, well, I hate all of you. And I will be on this boat with you this weekend.
Right. Right. My teacher fiddled my butthole. So now I'm G.F. Murray Abraham.
Exactly. G.F. Murray Abraham. That's right. Oh, man.
So, originally, your concept for putting Jason in Manhattan is so much better
yeah.
than the concept that I believe his name is Heder. It's either Heder or Heder.
Heder, yeah.
Who came up with this. He had an idea of, I just want him off that stupid lake.
Yeah. I okay. want an hour on a boat.
Okay. So his idea was, I just don't want him in that stupid camp on a lake. This is dead
yeah.
on.
Heder, yeah. By the I way. Just don't want that.
I don't like it. And there was it. Enough for a producer to go, fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's
like
do
that.
This. Yeah.
Let's do
yeah.
it. So what's the rest of the concept there, Rob?
He's just
Rob
not.
Said originally was going to be, this movie is going to be part eight, Death Cruise or some shit. Jason was going to be on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
So that was his idea. In case you're wondering, if you are wondering, do I have the ability to make a film and maybe possibly get it made?
Yeah.
Follow that. This
yes.
is my this follows under my Black Knight
yeah.
Premise. You know,
yeah.
get that poster of Black Knight, put it in your writing room, and anytime you're doubting yourself, look at that thing. That's... And know it got made.
Yeah, that got made.
This got made.
Yeah.
Based on someone saying, I just don't want him on that lake anymore.
And I
and
love,
oh, okay, where do you want to put him? A boat? And they said, great.
It's like, what if instead of a cruise ship, we got this boat?
Nope, cruise ship.
Yeah.
His pitch was, it'll be Das Boot meets Aliens. Again,
yeah.
this has, this is to Das Boot what Soul Man is to Malcolm X.
Yes.
So they went from cruise ship, to boat, to lake, to sea.
To, yeah. The weirdest ish. Cruise ever. Because they're on a lake, as far as I can tell.
I guess.
Then somehow they are in the perfect storm on the ocean.
Yes.
Which the interior of the boat is oddly calm.
Very.
For that
and
level.
And huge. It and is the fucking TARDIS.
It is so big.
Yeah.
Every room is massive.
Yes.
There are theme rooms. There is like
yep.
Everything you could want. And then they just end up washed out to sea. And this asshole fucking dude is just the worst at every time. Well, I'm glad you found found a great place for us to dock the boat. Oh, you mean the docks?
The docks.
Yeah.
You didn't want to go to Staten Island?
Where the fuck else did you think we were going to dock the boat?
Yeah, and I'm not sure in the production where the Manhattan thing came in.
Yeah.
But as a advertising scheme.
Yeah.
Top fucking
it notch. Really was.
There was an ad, apparently, that had Jason slashing through the I Love New York sign. Fuck yes!
Yes.
I mean, I remember when this trailer came in. I was 13,
yeah.
12, 13.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
it's like, oh, that's a kind of a cool idea.
It is.
It's a cool idea.
It is a cool idea. That's it.
No, no.
Nope.
This began the short run of Jason franchises where he was in a new place.
Yeah.
But only a little bit.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Or in the case of 9, Jason goes to hell.
Yeah, at the end.
At the end.
Yeah.
You don't see hell. We didn't say Jason in hell.
Nope.
He goes
to hell.
And
yep.
this is him en route
yeah,
to hell. You only get to see the hands pull him to hell.
Yeah.
And that's it. Which I watched this morning before doing the show.
Yeah.
And which made this movie so much better.
So much better. Yeah. It's because literally.
So much better.
Nothing in this really.
The only one, there was somebody who saw these 8 and 9 and said, God damn it, I'm going to put Jason somewhere where they can't get out of.
Yeah.
I'll put his ass in space.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned, they were in space
yeah,
the whole
time.
So, props to you.
Yeah.
On that score.
Yes.
Nothing else. Yeah, that is better than 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to fight over it.
Yeah, yeah. There is just, it is because they, by definition, are so repetitive. Because you can't do anything original in a slasher movie.
I don't know why you bother is my
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the ad campaign. It's a cool idea.
Yes, it
but
is.
But unless he is slashing his way through Midtown.
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
sitting on the subway and everyone minding their business.
Yeah.
Essentially, all of New York is unmolested by Jason.
Yes.
Except a couple of street toughs.
Yep.
/ rapists, / Mountain Dew
enthusiasts.
Heroin enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Those two, everyone else, one lady gets shoved.
Yes. And like, You could tell that was a stunt woman that was making a meal out of that shove.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, that was a beautiful, like...
Two fists of fucking scene.
Yeah.
With her, scenery with her.
Yep.
Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine.
The cop, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was in the way.
Yes, he was.
But New York is fine.
It's fine. Yeah, always going
to
be fine.
I mean, you'll have to clean out the toxic tunnels of
yeah.
New York.
We flood them with toxic waste every night at midnight.
Everyone in Iowa's right about New York.
Yeah, that's, again, it's so canon films.
Oh, yes.
It's and the shit that's set up that when you get old enough or still are young enough
yeah.
to question the shit, like, so why was that guy just wandering down an alleyway with an umbrella?
Well, yeah. Well, you mean every shot... That's not an exterior of New York. Every alley is fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Shot in Ontario.
It's always wet.
It's wet. There's waste and slime and always barrel fires.
Yep. And steam.
Steam.
Yep. Yep. Now,
anyone has been to an alley?
Yeah.
There's not that much steam.
There really isn't.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's New York, so it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, any city is dangerous if you go to a shitty part of it.
Yeah, and if you're traversing the alleys.
Yeah, it's not wise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that anywhere.
I wouldn't try that in a small town.
Well.
Yeah, no, there's still.
It's just not.
Get murdered, yeah.
Yeah. It's less chance of that happening in, say, Refugio.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to find an alley.
Yeah. But if you're in a small town that has one, there's a lesser chance,
right.
But not zero.
It's not zero. It's not zero.
It's never zero.
Been to New York, wasn't mugged.
Yeah.
Wasn't even harassed.
No. No.
It's just way too many goddamn people.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was my number one problem with New York. Y'all figure that out, I'll be back.
Yeah. Can we spread this out a whole lot more? You can't. Well, all
there's
right,
a lot of you here.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
Yep.
And you're fucking everywhere, and I can't escape you.
Yep.
Taxi driver was right.
Yeah, it really
was. It's really nice here, by the way. Where I was on Lexington, totally nice.
Yeah.
Fine. Just fucking chock-a-block with humanity.
Exactly. Yep.
But
it's not disgusting. And,
no.
Oh, no,
God,
it's
no.
not.
Times Square is a giant plastic neon nightmare.
It really
for
is.
Any minute you feel like it's going to fall down, sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I needed to get the fuck out of there, but that's because Country Mouse can't deal.
Yeah.
Right? It's not because Puerto Ricans are going to shoot me.
Yeah. Uh-uh. No, it's this is just a lot of shit.
It's just a lot of people.
Yeah.
But whomever made this in any canon film about New York, it's always like...
It's always a canon film about New York.
It's just the worst.
What is the worst version of humanity that can exist in this area?
And a kid that watched all these movies... Can you blame me not wanting to go to New York until I was in my 30s?
Yeah, like, and then you did, and you were like,
not even,
Jesus.
I'm probably in my 40s. Like, no, I'm not, why?
Yeah.
Where all the toxic steam is?
Yep. And then you get there, and it's like, oh, so it's just a whole lot of people. Like,
oh, it's just a lot of y'all, huh?
Yeah, just a lot of folks.
Huh.
It's
this
so.
This is worse.
It's the, nobody wants to live there. There's a lot of people who do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a lot.
But not in these creators' minds.
Yes.
So I'm not sure where Manhattan came in this. I read a lot about this, more than anyone probably has, except unless it's made a, how did this get made? And I have no idea.
I don't think they did, but the only one who read more about it is probably Leonard Maltin.
Probably. I'm going to think Leonard didn't even see it.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it.
Yeah, just say it's the best.
Why not? See what happens. I'm Leonard Maltin. No one's going to say anything to me.
I'm Leonard Maltin. People like me.
Yeah. What did Gene Shalit have to say about this? That's what I need to know. Any more dated references I can pull out of my ass?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know where that came in, but somebody somewhere with a ponytail, no doubt, is like, New York.
Yeah.
And because someone uttered New York, the ad campaign ideas came up, of course. And that's the sole reason this thing got made.
Yes.
Because it's a great campaign.
Yeah, it is. It is a fantastic
trailer
campaign.
Of it, like, dun, 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 dun. And Jason just staring at New York
with
a fucking machete. Like,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is
I'm
this
intrigued.
Is good. I'm there.
You know, are we going to get Jason takes the second city? Jason, the city of big shoulders.
Yeah.
What can he do in Chicago?
Yep. I think there's a lot. This idea has legs.
Because Chicago is great.
It is.
Generally.
Yeah.
So someone said New York or Manhattan, and that made this budget go from 2 million to 4.7, something in that neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
4.7 million. Let me get the exact numbers.
Yeah. And
a budget over 5.
Wow. And almost
in 1989.
All of that went to securing New York locations.
Uh-huh.
They all filmed in Times Square.
That's right. So
that was pricey.
The money for a boat that's not a boat. This basically the set of Alien 3 in some cases.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Lifeboat. Interior of some hotel room that has lots of wood paneling. Yeah. Manhattan.
Yep.
That fucking money ticker just starts rolling, boy.
Yep.
Just stacking up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why, at the time, this was the most expensive budget in the series of films and the least performing box office-wise. 14.7. I think that's why 0.7 is in my head.
Right.
Domestically. While not a flop, because
these
things make money.
Yeah.
It didn't make enough to justify my ill-fated, Jason Goes to Chicago.
Yeah. Well, and it's one where this was so very clearly at the point that it had fucking jumped the shark. It was limping. It was like this was the throw shit at the wall. See, because I don't even know what the subtitles to the other movies were or what the ideas were. I knew there was a 3D one. Mm. And then 4 more and this.
Correct. And they were all basically the same thing. The electricity thing was established, I think, with the one with Corey Feldman in it.
Was that 4, 5, 6, or 7?
I don't know. I don't remember. There's like a lightning rod or a fence rod. Sorry, nerds. He got stuck in his chest. He got struck by lightning. This may have been a dream. I don't know. Something like that. Whatever. Electricity brought him back. Thanks a lot, Mary Shelley.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in this one. Electricity makes its appearance known or felt 5 times.
Yes, it does.
Because when someone asked how that some annoying motherfucker in the writing room, I use loosely,
yeah,
at Rob's kitchen table, was like, probably his wife. Well, yeah. How's that happen? Electricity.
Electricity, sure.
How'd this happen? Electricity. Mm. What happens to this guy? He's electrocuted. How did we kill Jason? Electrocution. Okay. What happens when he dies? An art film, and then lightning strikes the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And then she left him.
Yeah. And that's it.
And then the dog reappears.
I love the convenience of that dog.
Absolutely.
How the dog's there, then not in the movie at all.
Yeah.
Then we need to feel better. Dog's back.
Hey. This is why it's better than a lot of you fucking edgelords out there killing dogs in your movies.
Yep.
The dog made it.
Yeah.
The dog fucking made
it. And I love that.
And you walk out going, yay.
Yeah.
The dog.
And I was never worried about the dog. Other than when the dude pointed the gun at it. I mean, just.
I always, after VHS 2, I always worry about the dog.
Well, this I wasn't worried about the dog because I forgot about the dog half the time.
I hope so.
That's why I wasn't worried, is I had completely
forgotten.
Well,
they had to make you forget for the happy, coda.
Yes.
Boop. Here's the doggo.
Here's the doggy. Yeah.
Jason's art film, essentially a child in a toxic tunnel now.
Yeah. Cool. He's fine.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
There was no way that essentially depressing force ghost will get struck by lightning again and come back.
No, here's a dog. No, yeah. Yeah. Here's a dog. Here's a lovely puppy.
Right. Which, better than any of you fuckers killing dogs.
Yeah.
You are the reason. You out there, no doubt listening to this show, why there's a website called Does the Dog Die?
Yeah. Yep.
Because people are concerned.
Yeah. On that level, people are concerned. Yeah. This is one of those that, like, anytime you get a movie series that's numbered, that reaches numbers this high.
It's not the fucking Hopper series from the 40s,
really? Yeah, yeah. I mean, the fact that now it's... Because, seriously, James Bond, cool, keep doing that. You know, you've clearly got these things thought out in chapters. There are differences. With this, the fact that it's just number 8, part 8. What ideas can you possibly fucking have at this point?
I know. If nothing else, do, as I referenced another way dated reference of the Hopper series of films, which there were a lot.
Yeah.
It was not like Hopper 2, Hopper 3, Hopper whatever.
Yeah.
It was Hopper and the whatever.
The first movie to use part 2 was The Godfather Part 2.
Right. So
yeah.
Go to that.
Yeah.
If you decide to reboot this for the upteenth time, just make it Friday on Friday the 13th, Jason in Mule Shoe, whatever
yeah,
the fuck.
Yeah. Yes.
If he's going to go somewhere, may I suggest filmmakers Waco?
Okay, here is the rundown of titles, at least.
Okay.
Friday the 13th, Part 2, Part 3. Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday the 13th, A New Beginning. Hmm. Friday the 13th, Jason Lives. Friday the 13th, The New Blood. Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Got it.
I mean, that is... That is so much. Let's see. The Final Chapter. This I don't think has Feldman in it.
It's got to be Jason Lives.
It has Crispin Glover in it. No, this one does have Corey Feldman.
Oh, okay.
So Corey Feldman was in Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter.
Okay.
Which, of course, had that the hockey mask
great
cover.
Shit.
Sure. Then The New Beginning. God, this shit is
terrible.
Jesus Christ. Let's see, The New Beginning. Anybody that we know in it? No. No. It has some... Debuse Force Voorhees
Ooh.
As Tina. Debbie Sue Voorhees. Okay, that was just put as one word when it was two. New Blood. Oh, my God. Kane Hodder, of course. Yes. Larpak Lincoln.
Oh, Larpak.
Terry Kaiser. Okay. But that doesn't count. Terry Kaiser is one of those that
Terry
like
Kaiser.
He's one of those. If he pops up in a movie, it's like, well, of course, Terry Kaiser.
I got you.
Yeah, of course right. He does. Yeah, isn't it funny? Right. Terry
the
Kaiser,
Julian Sands of this.
Exactly, franchise. Exactly. Yeah, those are all just literally movie part three.
Yeah,
and that's where my problem always came with these is it's like with Nightmare on Elm Street, you could at least say, oh, dude, part three is great. Part four is cool. This one's... There's nothing good about any of those.
But...
They made money.
They keep making money.
Yeah.
Look at Scream.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of that...
People, and a lot of this is because you stick around long enough, the people that watch these movies when they were younger will watch the new ones with even, like, ironically wink-wink or whatever. But... By the time Scream was out, we were grown.
Yes.
And while I still think the opening scene of Scream is incredible.
That's perfect, yeah.
The rest of the movie is okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. And the rest of the films after that, once you have something that starts off that strong,
yeah,
at least in the first scene, it's kind of hard to top
it. Yeah, it
and
is.
And they haven't. I haven't seen the new ones. Maybe I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
But I doubt it. Because, as you say... What are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's this guy or person or whatever.
Thing.
It's whomever in this costume.
Yeah.
Killing whomever.
Yes.
Saw, at least, had all the same shit. All
yes.
the same tortured.
Yeah.
It's this and it's that, whatever. It all came down to why you're here.
Exactly.
You're here for gadgets killing people.
Yes.
In odd situations
uh-huh.
where this game of mousetrap, people are going to die.
Yes.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
You're here for Jason to kill people.
Yes.
In creative ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why Jason Goes to Hell is the absolute worst of the franchise, because Jason, as a being, as
does
the
not.
Killer, is only in it for that long.
Yes.
And that's a problem.
That is a big problem.
If you're not familiar with Jason Goes to Hell.
Yes.
Jason gets blown to shit within the first 3 minutes of the movie by some government team.
Yes.
Blown two literal pieces taken back,
uh-huh.
his heart still beating, a doctor sees it, is somehow hypnotized by the beating heart, eats part of it, becomes possessed with Jason's spirit,
okay.
and then that guy goes on to...
Kill people
before
sure.
passing on Jason's spirit to another host. And there's like three or four or five different hosts throughout the movie, and at the ass end of it, for some reason... Jason comes back fully formed, jumping out of a trapdoor a la Evil Dead 2.
Yes.
And yes, there are Evil Dead, and there's a Necronomicon from Evil Dead in this movie. I don't know either.
Yeah.
but there's a lack of Jason
yes.
killing people.
But that's
like having Saw. I'm like, nah, we don't have any contraptions.
Yeah.
It just sticks today.
Yeah.
Huh?
It doesn't make sense.
And I'm Rigsaw.
Yeah. They left. It's the one thing that the movie has is Jason. That is
correct.
The only thing that makes it different from any other slasher movie is Jason is there.
Correct.
Ugh.
And once you lose that, you really have no reason to watch a goddamn thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for whatever the faults of Jason X, by God,
there was Jason.
Is Jason.
Yes.
In some form. Killing people.
And it's the...
In space.
It's that shit where this is the warning of what was happening with it just becoming the business side of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, this is basically what's happening with Marvel right now.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't care.
Absolutely.
I don't care. I just don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You have beaten the care out of a comic nerd.
Yes, you have. And that's not easy to do. I don't like that.
You know? Yeah, I like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but not three times a day for the next 20 years.
Yeah, that's what this is. Yep.
Is it bad? Not necessarily.
But it's just...
Is it good?
No.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes, it is. And that's it.
We're trying to set up a future with more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
Or in this case... we don't have any jelly. Will peanut butter be okay?
Yep. Yeah.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. And then you turn around and say, aren't we being creative?
Yeah.
No. We cut the crust off this one. Okay.
Okay, all cool.
Right. I'm going to leave now.
Yeah. But there's no jelly on the sandwich.
I'm going to go because you clearly... Well, I have jam. See?
Mm. Mm. It's a single piece of bread with jam on it and no crusts. That's what you've given us.
Now we have half a jar of Smucker's grape jelly.
Yes.
That's what you have.
That's what
we're
this
working
is,
towards
mm-hmm.
in the greater, once mighty MCU.
It's so bad.
So.
And yeah, this, it's, again, when the movies just become content.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's all it is. These aren't movies anyone cares about. It's fucking content.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I just don't.
These had a better life. Again, back when things used to be better in the times of video stores.
Yes, yeah.
Because, again, you just picked up that fucking tape.
Yeah.
And were like, fuck it, let's see what happens.
To give you all an idea of how bad this movie is, I had the choice of renting it for $3.99 or buying it for $4.99. So I threw out the extra dollar because fucking why not?
Well...
I'm
a film
upset
podcast.
That I did it, but yeah,
we can always revisit this
at some point in the future. Yeah,
we won't. But
it's such nothing about it makes sense. Nothing about it's good or interesting. Even the parts that they use to market it suck. Even the parts of the and by that I mean the kills.
Yes, yes, the kills are terrible.
They're boring. It's just okay, cool.
They're terrible. There are at least. One, the cop you don't see, so you get to use your imagination. That's only scary in real scary movies.
Well, and with this, what got me was you could tell that no one thought about the script even while they were filming it because the moment was like, kills the guy off screen, and then he's down the alley.
Well, they established that fucking Superman 2 thing early on with Jason.
But why would he go from right next to them to just standing in front of the car down the alley?
How was he fucking dim-dooring in the dance hall of the cruise ship?
That's true.
With Kelly who?
Like, I can understand why he would do that. It's not about the how. Why?
Well,
you're right next to them, and now you run away and stand in front of the car.
Right,
And that happened so quickly, it was like, well...
You were already on the side. Just stay on the side, but you're closer to him.
Exactly, yes.
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 I get it.
It just doesn't make sense.
No.
It was a painful experience. And as weird as I remembered nothing from seeing it before.
Right.
But I was just like, oh, wait, he's going to get a hot rock shoved in him? Oh, what? This is going to happen? Oh, this is going to happen
next? At least
next?
You got a hot, you know, got them guts with a hot rock.
Exactly, yeah. Oh,
I mean, one girl gets glass in the face, neck, head. We don't know.
Sure.
Because it cuts to a fucking boat whistle.
Another
because
one
someone
gets
wanted to make cinema.
Strangled.
Yeah.
In the most interesting, like we are going to have you in the most interesting environment possible. And then he's just going to choke
strangle
you.
Yep. Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why in 9, despite all the fairly boring kills, the cop that gets possessed by Jason, after he passes on the spirit, he just melts for no reason. And you just feel like the effects guy, like shoulder blocking people out of the way. This is my time to shine.
This is all you're getting. Like, this is
right,
me.
All right. Wait, they said he didn't have enough effects, so
I guess we'll take
out
it.
All of them.
Yeah.
For no reason at all.
It is like, I get all of it. I understand. It's just so fucking lazy. It's why I was never able to get into horror movies.
Right.
It's because it's like, these are boring movies.
For the most part, yeah. When they're like this, yes.
Yeah, it's like.
Suspiria, this is not.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and you can make an argument. If you're not into something like Suspiria, I can see people. That's why I don't argue with people about horror movies.
Yeah.
And I go to the matches about, well, you need to understand. I don't get into that.
No.
You either like it or you don't. It's
exactly.
Like music.
Yes.
And God knows I listen to Racket. When someone says, well, I don't want to listen to Mayhem, I say, I understand.
Yeah, I get you. That's not you.
But I enjoy it for whatever reason. And there are plenty of films out there that are really good actual films.
Yeah.
But when you get to the number movies.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's literally at that point, the minute they become the number movies.
Yeah, and you always feel nervous about
it.
After The Exorcist, which is easily, you know, either 1A or 1B of the best horror movies of all time, in my opinion, then you get an Exorcist 2, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's going to happen here? And it turns out it's fucking awful.
Yeah. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse.
No, thank Christ it pulled the nose up.
Exorcist
3
true,
is
a
fucking... Oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
But it's so good. I don't know if it's that good or it's just so much better than 2.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But there for a minute, like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Like the minute...
Well, don't do that to this.
The minute it just becomes numbers.
Lost Boys 2.
Yeah.
Lost Boys 3.
Yeah.
Those exist.
Mm-hmm.
And they are...
Mm-hmm.
Really? Really, really fucking bad.
Yep. It's just the same with any fucking property.
Yep.
Once it reaches a point, it's just a property.
Yeah.
And you're rolling it out over and over.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
There you have it.
That
Manhattan.
That movie was just... It barely fucking counts as a movie.
I've watched it twice in the past 24 hours. That's what's so amazing to me.
When you get it, like, I have... That's literally, if it'd been called Rocky IV, not a montage.
Right, yeah, exactly.
The only parts, what? That's, oh.
Oh, man.
I was told.
Yeah.
And half of it is in Staten Island. And I love the, okay, wait, so your drowning fear is totally separate from your parents being dead.
Yeah, that happens.
And there's zero connection whatsoever. Those are just two shitty independent events.
Everyone's dying on me, friend zone, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
How about we kiss?
Adam Frenzoni.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kiss here in this alley chair.
Yep.
It's the alley community's toilet.
It's nicer than the alley sofa that I almost got assaulted on earlier, where guys shot me up with a hero's dose of Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew Code H.
Yeah.
Man.
Dragon is sweet.
Really went through some times, didn't we?
Yes.
Really went through some times.
I love all the drug scares in horror movies.
Yeah.
When it happened in the Nightmare series, he has all in it. Want to get high.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hilarious.
It really was.
It also, like, Dungeons and Dragons was addressed in one, I think it's the same movie.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's just fucking...
But it just all of that shit. Yep. Everything that's coming after your kids.
Right. Why couldn't there be, like... Why did no one address the heavy metal thing and then, you know, someone putting on a record and eating a gun?
Why wasn't Mike Warnke in it?
No shit.
I'm a little bit strange. Oh, God. Hey, thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.